Stay close.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg reaching a high of 28 today. Joburg going up to 24.
Good news, the earlier stationary track in Bedford View on the N12 westbound has been cleared. It's near the R24 highway merge.
In your sport, Marumo Gallants become the latest PSL side to be slapped with a FIFA transfer ban. And the Italian Grand Prix at Monza will remain on the Formula One schedule at least until 2031.
We start with the impact of yesterday's severe storms in Gauteng. In Eldorado Park, it claimed a young life.
The tree fell on two shacks. On arrival, we had managed to remove the tree trunk, and unfortunately, we found a baby dead inside.
Johannesburg Emergency Services spokesperson Anna Khadebe says there were no other serious incidents reported in the area. The baby that died on the scene is reported to be 13 months old. On the West Rand, at least 24 people were injured when houses, a block of flats and a shopping centre were damaged in the Toekomsrus area. Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi said an emergency war room will be established to assist communities. To the normally quiet suburb of Rietfontein in Tshwane, where a massive drug lab has been uncovered.
The takedown led the team to seize various chemicals, drug manufacturing equipment and final product, which was confirmed to be crystal meth, commonly known tick. The team also seized cash, believed to be the proceeds of crime.
The drug lab is worth an estimated 100 million rand. The raid on the premises followed extensive surveillance that led to authorities obtaining a search and seizure warrant. Gauteng Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says a 39-year-old man from Mexico was arrested on the scene. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. The South African government has welcomed the brokered ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon, saying it hopes a permanent cessation of hostilities will follow. It's now just over 24 hours into the 60-day US-backed ceasefire. Spokesperson for the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, Crispin Peary, says they call on all parties to fully adhere to the ceasefire deal.
This vital act of de-escalation underscores the supremacy of diplomacy. We reiterate that we stand in solidarity with the government and peoples of Lebanon.
Meanwhile, Israel has informed the International Criminal Court that it will appeal the arrest warrants issued for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. Israel says it denies the authority of the ICC and the legitimacy of the arrest warrants. And back home in Gauteng, where residents are urged to adopt and protect a robot. This has nothing to do with artificial intelligence, but rather traffic lights. The new campaign is a pilot project by the Gauteng Transport Portfolio Committee following an increasing number of traffic lights that have been knocked down by motorists. Committee Chairperson Greg Schierneman spoke about the Adopt and Protect a Robot campaign that was launched in four ways, targeting the busy Winnie Mandela Drive.
What happens is those robots get knocked down and they just get left there and nobody's held accountable. And nobody's held accountable, and the state then has to bear the costs of repairing and replacing that infrastructure.
I'm somewhere between this is the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard and that is a great practical solution. But the person who knocks the traffic light down, they should be charged with the cost. Isn't that how it works?
So then they speed away. No one takes accountability for what happened. You can't find them, and there is the traffic light now not working.
Second question. Is that really the problem on that road?
Thank
I was there the other day. There was not one traffic light that worked, and they were all standing up. They were all upstanding. They were knocked down.
No. I like the way this has become it's your fault.
No, your problem.
Your problem, and then you must also fix it. And also,
it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you lots of money because the money that we should be using to spend to actually fix the ones that are there, we're not doing so.
Why don't we deploy? Was it yesterday they had like 3 million police cars?
Yeah. Yes,
by Buccleuch.
Yes.
And Buccleuch.
3.5.
I was like, what the heck is happening? Mm. So the whole of deploying more officers on that very busy road.
Yeah.
It's one of the busiest, probably.
Thank you.